This is about sports and athletics. NFL training camp is open, of course. Mike McDaniel is the coach of the Miami Dolphins. He said something. I saw it. I was watching NFL Network. I like to watch training camp. And so I was watching NFL.
Oh, Jesus.
I told you earlier my plans on how I told you how I record the draft so I can go back and see.
You did.
Well, I watch training camp also, so I flip on NFL Network. And they were spending the day with the Dolphins. I like it when they spend the day with the Broncos, but they
That's
were
your
the
team.
Dolphins. That's my team. So Mike McDaniel was at the press conference, and one of the reporters said, "Good morning." And Mike McDaniel said, "Let me correct you on that. It's not a good morning. It's a great morning." And Mike McDaniel then said something very odd.
"You should stand corrected. Good morning. False. Great morning. Let's go."
"Why great?
Hmm?
What makes this one great?"
"Because we're another day closer to death."
"I have a new favorite coach."
"You've done it again, McDaniel. The brainy guy who can't win." The non-conventional brainy guy who just can't win.
Won't win, but everything about him, he's completely different than all the other coaches.
That's true.
He just can't win any games is the problem.
I like this guy. He's just moved up my list.
Now, he's basically, Biggie, he's stealing your act.
Yeah.
But you don't ever say it's a great morning.
No. It's a great morning. Why is it a great morning?
"I'm one day closer to death." Yeah.
Biggie puts his feet on the floor and said, not today.
Yeah.
Another one.
That's right.
Maybe tonight.
That's right. It was like, it reminded me, do you remember when Mike Tyson had that comeback fight against, was it Logan Paul who he fought? Mm-hmm. And a kid.
Like a teenager.
Yeah.
With the teenager reporter. Interviewer.
It was supposed to be a fun report.
The kid reporter got a chance to interview Mike Tyson. And she said, "Oh, it's like
about the legacy,
a dream." And she said, "What's your legacy?
You return to the ring for this fight. You are setting a monumental opportunity for kids my age to see the legend Mike Tyson in the ring for the first time. So, after such a successful career, what type of legacy would you like to leave behind when it's all said and done?"
"Man, I don't know. I don't believe in the word legacy. I just think that's another word for ego. It means absolutely nothing to me. I'm just passing through. I'm gonna die, and it's gonna be over. Who cares about a legacy after that? I want people to think about me when I'm gone. Who the f*** cares about me when I'm gone? No, we're nothing. We're just dead. We're dust. We're absolutely nothing. Our legacy is nothing."
Well, thank you so much for sharing that.
Back to you at the Disney Channel.
In the Tyson training camp, I'm Ryan Smiley.
"We're dust. We're dead. What of it?"
Yeah.
Now, Mike McDaniel.
Thank you for sharing that.
"One day closer to death." And do you notice the reporters laugh? It's like, "Well, why is that funny?" "Well, we're one day closer to death." They're all like, "Oh, okay.
All right."
There's
another day older, deeper in debt. Tennessee Ernie Ford said it.
Exactly. That's right. Another day older and deeper in debt. Biggie's been getting back into wrestling. I read something about John Cena. Okay. You were just informing me about him the other day that he's gone from being the ultimate good guy to a heel.
He turned heel,
which is surprising because he is such a good person out of the ring, and so it's hard for him to be a good guy's heart or a bad guy.
Yeah, I mean, he grants a ton of make-a-wish things, and I mean, he's just such a really just charitable guy.
Do you know what he said? I was just reading about this. He completely got over his ego and did something, and he said it changed his life. He did it in November. He got a hair transplant, a surgical hair transplant, because he had a bald spot. Mm-hmm. He had a bald spot that was bothering him so much, he would do all the comb-overs and all this kind of stuff, and he had been dealing with it for a long time. And finally he said, "Why don't I just get over myself and get a surgery to put hair back on top of my head," which is exactly what he did. And he said it's changed his life entirely, because now he has so much more confidence.
And he's getting more roles, more acting roles.
He said he's getting a ton more roles because he didn't want to do it because he didn't want to admit to himself that he had the problem, you know, that he had the bald spot. But then
this is the guy you would think would have all the confidence in the world.
I know. And he said he had none until, I guess, baldness for some guys, especially, you know, I think guys who have already shaved their head, it's like, all right, we're dealing with it. But when you start going bald and you have that male pattern baldness, you know, that spot on top of your head, I bet it really bothers a lot of people, you know. I'm sure it does.
Yeah.
Because there are medications and also. Remember Joe Buck the announcer for Fox.
Yeah.
He almost lost his voice, which is his whole business, because he was...
He kept getting implant surgeries.
He was taking medication and getting surgeries, and that caused his voice to almost go. Which is like the first half of one season, he sounded like he had laryngitis the whole half of the season, and admitted it was my own ego. You know, I was trying to fix this bald spot.
That's a weird thing to kind of show up at like an AA meeting with, though.
It's addicted to hair transplants.
Yeah, I mean, these people who are addicted to meth and heroin, and I'm addicted to hair plugs.
Yeah,
was it Jennifer Aniston was addicted to
eye drops?
Yeah,
for her eyes, like Visine, and
saline. Yeah, or whatever it was.
You never get up. You never beat it. You take it one day at a time. You know?
I am still doing eye drops. Today's another follow up from my eye vision.
I noticed my
eye doctor.
I noticed you were dressed in sweatpants.
Yeah, this is a 2 week follow up. I've been on two different pills, two different drops, and I'm tired of taking drops.
And how are your eyes feeling?
They're okay. I mean, sometimes they still hurt.
If you missed that a few weeks ago, he was emotional about everything. Anything you'd say in here, he would start crying and weeping. We'd never seen emotion from him before, ever.
And I looked stoned.
And you looked stoned all the time, which I was like, yeah, okay.
Finally.
Yeah. A friend of mine invited me to see Jaws on the big screen. They're re-releasing it for the 20th anniversary at the end of the month. And I was like, I'm going to pop two Serenity Lanes and get in there. You know?
Yeah, why not?
I've seen it 100 times. So I'm going
to. Do it.
Yeah. Now it takes.
Who's going to drive you home?
That's the issue. I'm at my.
You can Uber.
Or my wife will pick me up. Have to.
At the mall?
Yeah. And the other thing is, it takes about an hour and a half for Serenity Lanes to kick in, so I'm going to have to go to the mall.
You got
to
time it.
Yeah, I got to go to the mall early.
Oh, yeah.
I got to drive over there, go to the mall, and pop in my edibles. Mm-hmm.
Maybe don't talk too much about this. Cops waiting for you.
They're legal. They're like, you just can't drive with them. You just can't drive. I bought them. They're over-the-counter Serenity Lanes, you know. Just pop a couple. Mm-hmm.
They'll get you with the drug dog.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure, by the way, I don't think those dogs can smell anything. I've watched enough on Patrol Live now.
Yeah.
I think they just use that so they can search the car.
Oh, you think?
Because the dogs never give an actual signal.
Yeah.
The dogs just jump up to the window and they're like, yep, there it is.
Well, my dog will do that.
Yeah.
He jumps up to everything.
I think the dogs just go around the car and they just make it up and they're like, oh, there it is. There's the dog signal. Some of them don't even sit or do anything. The dog just walks around. They're like, yep, right there. So I think the cops know, obviously, because they're right almost 100% of the time.
Right.
But not once I've ever seen. I'm waiting for a dog to, like, paw at something.
They never do.
Kind of do a head shake, but they just, at best, they hop up near a window and they're like, bam, cuffs, let's go.
Really? That's interesting. Did you hear about this movie that's getting a 0 on Rotten Tomatoes? It's War of the Worlds, a remake of War of the Worlds. Ice Cube and Eva Longoria.
So Amazon just dropped it.
They made it 5 years
ago. It's on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
And they just dropped it last Friday. No promotion, no anything.
Those are big names.
Yeah, yeah.
Relatively big names.
Ice Cube, Eva Longoria.
It's only like an hour and a half. And to say it's getting panned is, I mean, one reviewer just simply wrote, what the F?
They can't. It's like it's so bad, it's even low quality video, you know?
And
Yeah. It sat on the shelf for 5 years. They made it during the pandemic. And now they've dropped it, as he said, on Amazon Prime. Editing is awful. Story can't be followed. But you'd expect that from, like, no names.
Yes.
Eva Longoria and Ice Cube. These are big stars. And, it's getting 0.
Is it one of those things that people will watch because it's so bad?
I'm interested in it.
It's number one on Amazon, on Prime Video.
Is that right?
Yeah, and it's stayed there since Friday. But the review, it only, awful. Even on Amazon, has, like, 1-star rating.
Yeah. Awful.
I think it's the first ever 0?
Yes, it's the first 0 on Rotten Tomatoes. You'd think just an Ice Cube fan would give it a little something.
Right.
Or an Eva Longoria.
Yeah.
Nothing. Well, good luck with your eyes today.
Thank you.
I'm worried about this.
He's not. He's just saying that.
I know.
I'm worried about it.
It's one of those things that we've taught you on how to be human. Show compassion.
What is that?
How?
Let me bring you a Serenity Lane. You've already got the look. You might as well
own it.
Enjoy it a little bit. You know?